Just one day to go until Phillies postseason baseball returns. Dave Uram joining us. And Dave, perfect weather to play some baseball this weekend.
Beautiful baseball weather, Carol. And Phillies fans are obviously going to hope for a beautiful result on the field, because this edition of Red October will begin with a familiar opponent, yet an unfamiliar situation for the Phillies and the team they're taking on. You can thank Mets first baseman Pete Alonso for that with this ninth inning swing at the Brewers.
That's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout.
And Howie Rose called a 4-2 win over the Brewers on Odyssey Mets Radio, and that must-win Game 3 of that wild card series. This will be the first time in a rivalry over 60 years that the Phils will take on the Mets in the postseason. This is a critical postseason appearance for the Phillies, their third in a row, and one after 95 wins in 24. Owner John Middleton telling WIP yesterday that winning a championship means everything.
I see this personally as a huge part of my legacy. I want to win. I want to be remembered 50 years from now as a great owner.
Well, Middleton's definitely put the money into it, and now it's up to the players and Rob Thompson to get the job done. Bryce Harper is one of those players. He's proud of the season that they had so far, while acknowledging that the Phils have not been their best lately. He is looking forward to playing in the Citizens Bank Park atmosphere tomorrow at 4:08.
There's nothing else that I want to ever, play in front of or play for or anything like that. It's the best fan base in all of sports, and I mean, everybody sees that, and everybody's going to see it on Saturday, when the bank turns red.
Carol, the Phillies went 7-6 versus the Mets this season, but 3-4 in September.
All right, thanks, Dave.